This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Larry Richard along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. You can't help but think about the story you just reported, Paul. In South Strabane Township, where two kids were in a locked car with the windows up in a Walmart parking lot for 45 minutes.
And the three-year-old was unresponsive. And by the way, we don't know about the children's condition. Those kind of things tend to stay under wraps. But my goodness.
Many people may wonder, how is that possible? Well, apparently it happens with more frequency. That's why you're hearing public service announcements suggesting that you look in the back seat. They're actually trying to get the manufacturers to do more. Some cars do have check the rear seat notifications.
Have you noticed, by the way, in the Rogue, we both drive the same model. Have you noticed when you start the vehicle up, it's got a rear seat warning popped up? I assume that's about making sure the children are strapped in right.
Absolutely. And CBS just this morning talked about this as an issue around the country, and you're going to hear first from a mom.
I put them in their car seats, kissed them. They were ready to go, happy.
Marissa Rodriguez never thought that July day 6 years ago would be the last time she'd see her one-year-old twins, Luna and Phoenix, alive.
Luna had big, beautiful blue eyes, and Phoenix would be so loving.
Rodriguez's husband headed to work with the kids in the car, but never dropped them off at daycare. He realized the fatal mistake at the end of the day. It's a tragedy that keeps repeating itself. Five children in four states died in hot cars over an eight-day period just last month.
Ooh, you're hot.
This body cam video from police in Cobb County, Georgia, had a better outcome. Officers rescued two small children from a 117-degree car.
This is the time of year when these tragedies spike.
Amber Rollins is director of the nonprofit Kids and Car Safety, which pushed for federal legislation mandating NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, issue a rule requiring technology in new vehicles to prevent hot car deaths. The November 2023 deadline has come and gone.
This is a law. It was signed by Congress. And they should be doing this.
In a statement to CBS News, a NHTSA spokesperson said, as part of this complex rulemaking, NHTSA is analyzing more sophisticated technologies to detect and alert parents if a child is in the back seat, as well as assessing the effectiveness of seat occupant detection systems.
Some steps parents can take right now to prevent tragedy. Make it a habit to open the back door every time you park. And use visual cues. Take a stuffed animal and put it in the front seat next to you as a reminder that your child is in the back.
Everything that has suns and moons on it represents our beautiful Luna and Phoenix.
Rodriguez has a tree in her backyard dedicated to her twins' memory. She continues to advocate for safety.
And some car makers have voluntarily implemented the safety technology.
And I can't imagine how that woman lives every day.
Well, one of the reasons that she's able to, I think, is that she's become an advocate. She's trying to put something back. And I'm honored to hear that she's doing that. I can tell you one thing, though. I had my dogs with me, so there was always that possibility, but I, you know, just never could take my dog along on a hot day. And I would say that if I did have kids, I would put a sticker right on the steering wheel that said, you know, look in the back seat, dummy.
And again, most people would ask, well, how does that happen? Well, in the busy lives, people leave. What if, as one example, child's in the back seat in a car seat, falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mom or dad's on the phone dealing with whatever they're dealing with, rushing around. And as in this woman's case, she was actually thought she had dropped them off already at daycare. Now, yeah. I mean, it's unimaginable. But it's happened, mm-hmm. and it happens with pets, too.
Yeah, I mean, people get busy, and you've got a lot of things on your mind, and then you think things are kind of squared away, and you forget. And I understand how that could happen when you've got a lot going on, especially if you're under a lot of stress.
I even saw one time where a dad had one of those child carriers, and he put it up on the roof of his SUV, and then he got distracted. And then obviously thought he had put the child in the vehicle and then started down the road.
Now, oh my God.
Fortunately, people were beeping and honking, and then he realized, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but who among us hasn't put something on the car and forgot to get it back inside and driven down the road a little ways, right?
Yeah, so just a heads up, because especially with this heat and humidity, it can happen in minutes. With your child, most importantly, and your pets. Our newsroom, T, good morning.
I don't know.
What's trending?
Why every time I come in the studio with you, I just start laughing.
Oh, well, thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, my. Do you like hot dogs?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Today is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
Probably the most famous hot dog song.
Yes, it is.
Feel free to sing along at home. Or in traffic while people next to you are looking at you going,
I've never been a hot dog girl.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Wait a minute. No, I'm just saying, like, I just remember. Growing up, people would tell me horrible things about how they're made. Like all of the.
It's like sausage. You don't want to know what's in it. Just tastes good, right?
Here,
I got another hot dog song for you.
Oh boy! Where do you find this stuff? My God, where do you find this?
I got
trying to upstage the
KDKA
Wiener
Vault.
Song.
Yeah, the Wiener song is still the best. Let's give it up for Oscar Mayer.
Anyway, I'm in tears. Stevie Wonder is addressing some rumors that people are saying he had a watch on and he was looking at a watch. And so he addressed the rumors. Here you go. Take a listen.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Yes, he felt the need to address the rumors that he wasn't
blind.
I must say to all of you something that I was thinking of. When did I want to let the world know this? But I wanted to say it right now. You know, there have been rumors about me seeing and all that. But seriously, you know the truth. The truth is, shortly after my birth, I became blind. Now, that was a blessing because it's allowed me to see the world in the vision of truth, of sight. See people in the spirit of them, not how they look, not what color they are.
And he goes on and says how he sees things and how he sees people for who they are, what they are. But I remember going to his concert. Was here. We was down in Gateway, and he played down in live at KDK TV studio.
Right. I almost ran into him literally in the hallway. I was running to do the weather, and I turned a corner, and there's Stevie Wonder, and I almost thought.
And I had backstage passes to see him. And they were explaining how he feels the touch of a woman, and he knows how. Wait a minute. I'm just expressing what I was told as far as blind people are concerned, how they, you know, they can visually, they can't see you, but they can, the feel of a woman or a person or a handshake or something to that effect.
Well, I learned this visibility, this nonprofit that deals with people that have vision challenges that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's very rare for a person to be totally blind, but in his case, this happened. And I remember seeing the biography of mm-hmm. his life.
Life.
This
mm-hmm.
happened after he was a young boy.
Correct.
So he had vision. He wasn't born blind, where he would have no frame of reference whatsoever. But people might not have thought about looking at his watch. Maybe, you know, watches now are intuitive. They can talk to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. You know, people, you know, social media people, they're the worst.
Those people.
Oh, my God. And Britney Spears.
She's back in the news?
Oh, she's back in the... Homegirl's back in the news.
What is she
doing? According to a video, she had a baby carriage, so people were going around saying that, you know, hey, is she pregnant? Did she have a baby? What's going on? But... sources close to the pop star have confirmed that she did not adopt a child or a dog, and the announcement was a playful tease.
And that's what's so trending with Tay. Did you have an encounter? Did you meet back in the day, Stevie Wonder?
I did.
Yeah, I met him
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I met him.
Really,
he's a very, very nice person.
His kind heart comes through immediately.
I mean, he opens the doors to everyone. I mean, everyone who was there in the section was able to have one-on-one, so it was pretty good.
All right, T, thanks.
You're welcome.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, along with our producer, Aaron Ferragonio. And joining us is the executive director of the Pittsburgh Parking Authority, a familiar name, David Honorato. David, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How long have you been doing this now?
20 years.
Yeah. You've been at it a long time. You've seen a lot of changes in that two decades.
And yes, and we're a front runner in a lot of those changes.
Yes, and I know one of the things that I utilize anytime I'm in the city is the parking meters with the mobile app. That was a game changer when you did that. It's been a while.
Yes. It's been a while, yes. But, yes, about 65% of our transactions go through the mobile app like you use.
So let people know that Pittsburgh Parking Authority is in charge of, I mean, it's obvious, but give us an idea. There are private and there are public lots.
Yes, we control about 25, depending on the outline and how you define downtown, we control anywhere from 25% to 32% of the line garage spaces, and we have over 10,000 meter spaces, both on-street and off-street and surface lots.
Well, it must be a lot easier than going around and picking up coins through the meters like in the old days. So that was a game changer. But I understand you were running at a deficit recently, so you have raised rates for residential parking permits.
That is misinformation that's going out there. We are not running at a deficit. We are financially sound. Last year, we gave the city $25 million in revenues, and this year we're projected to give them north of $25 million again. Where a deficit is in the residential permit parking program, which is less than 1% of our revenues. It's a city program approved by city council, and all we're responsible for is the enforcement of the program and selling the permits itself.
And so the permits will increase, and they did on July 1st.
Yes, City Council approved the rate increase on their city's budget in 2025.
What is the cost of a residential permit? Because I know around, like off the main roads where obviously people are living, there's preserved parking in many of those neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's currently today the price is $40 for the year, which is less than, what, $3.30 a month for a park in front of your house. And that program is agreed upon by both the city council approves it, but the residents, they need 75% of the residents to request that program to be active in their neighborhood.
So it's going up to what?
Up to 40. It was 20.
Oh, so it doubled. That's why it's getting a lot of attention. Because when you say, as you know, David, they're doubling our permit price, people go crazy.
Yes. We did some research, too. We're still at $40, we're still one of the lowest in the country for residential permits. And again, you know, $40 for the year to park is very, very inexpensive.
Well, considering what it takes to park in a lot of lots downtown where it's like event nights down in the cultural district, those numbers are like $30-$40 in some of those parking garages.
That is correct. We're probably the lowest at $20 at event rate downtown. We were $20 for the Picklesburg this past weekend.
Yeah, but
that was the lowest in the city.
And occasionally you guys do special event parking. That's pretty rare, though. But what is the average day cost to park a car in a garage in the city for workday?
On a transient parker, it probably averages between $15 and $17 in our lots. And you're correct. On monthly leases, they range anywhere from $280 to $320 a month.
And you say that compares in other cities favorably?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm glad you came on to explain all this. And so residential parking permits doubled for the year, July 1st, but only from $20 to $40.
For the year.
For the entire year.
Yes.
All right, you going to be ready for the draft? Where's everybody going to park?
We're working on that now. We're working with the I'm on part of the Parking and Transportation Committee. We're still working that out with the city and the Steelers and NFL. So we're going to have plenty of parking available, and we're going to identify that in advance for people to park.
All right, David. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Stay cool. David Honorato, who is the Executive Director of the Pittsburgh Parking Authority on the Big K Morning Show.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, Westinghouse plans to build 10 large nuclear reactors in the U.S.
Implementing your vision will create or sustain over 55,000 jobs across the country and over 15,000 jobs here in the Commonwealth alone.
That's interim Westinghouse CEO Dan Sumner talking to President Trump yesterday at CMU, Larry.
Yeah, and talking to Rich Fitzgerald, who was there, it was literally the who's who. Labor represented all the presidents of the local universities, colleges, the CEOs of energy companies, innovation companies, all gathered in Pittsburgh.
A heavy thunderstorm is possible in the AccuWeather forecast.
Probably any time this afternoon into the first part of tonight that there could be some strong thunderstorms that roll through the area, any of which that can produce flash flooding and damaging wind gusts across the area.
And just a reminder, when the National Weather Service posts a flash flood warning, that is an action moment.
Yes, it sure is. Pirates ace Paul Skene started last night's All-Star game and looked good doing it.
Oh, I love watching Paul Skene. I made sure I saw the first inning. I thought he'd pitch maybe two, but then struck out the first two. And then Aaron Judge, the big Yankee, he doesn't even look like he fits in the uniform.
Well, let's put it this way. He's so good at the plate, it's a victory if you get him to ground out, and that's what happened.
Yeah, and then they had a tie.
And so they have a way to break the tie now called a swing-off. Yeah, so Kyle Schwarber with the Phillies did the magic trick, and the National League wound up winning it after the tie.
Every time people say Schwarber, I think they're mispronouncing his, you know, they're,
right.
they're
yeah,
slurring.
It doesn't sound right,
Schwarber.
Does it? Yeah. And 4 of 5 challenges on pitches reversed wrong calls at the plate last night. They tried out the automated ball strike for the first time.
This is the future, at least short term, because the pitcher, the batter, and the catcher are the only ones. You get 2 challenges. If you challenge and it's upheld, you don't lose those 2 challenges. And you indicate that you're questioning the pitch by tapping your hat or helmet.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. They're not going to use it the rest of the season. This was just a one-off for this All-Star game. But perhaps next season we'll see it. And not a moment too soon if you ask baseball fans.
Right. Absolutely. So Pirates, by the way, don't get back into action till the end of the week. Guess who's coming? Yeah. The Chicago White Sox.
Yes, they're horrible.
That's Pope Leo's team.
Oh, that's right.
He needs to generate some kind of miracle to get them going between the two teams. All right, Paul, thanks. Coming up next, a chance to win tickets to this huge concert, the Brotherhood of Rock. Wait till you hear who's in it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.